Part 5. New Publicly Traded Securities. Psych Maricon Castillon reports of six companies who intend to issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed or intend to file in their Chapter 11 cases in June 2013. These companies are KIT Digital, Rotech Healthcare, American Airlines, PMI Group, Connexion Systems, and KV Pharmaceutical. KIT Digital filed in early June a plan of reorganization that proposes the cancellation of all shares of KDI common stock and the issuance of two different series of shares of reorganized KDI Class A common stock. The reorganized KDI will issue reorganized KDI Class A1 common stock, representing 10.71% of all reorganized KDI interests, to the DIP facility lender. The remainder of reorganized KDI Class A1 common stock will be reserved for 1. Shares to be issued to WTI, 2. Shares to be issued to the plan sponsor group, and 3. Shares to be issued upon the conversion of the reorganized KDI Class B common stock. Reorganized KDI Class A2 common stock will be reserved to be issued upon the exercise of reorganized KDI warrants to equity subscribers and exercising holders of litigation warrants. Proceeds of the exercise of reorganized KDI warrants will not exceed $12.5 million and will be issued to redeem up to 50% of the reorganized KDI Class B common stock issued to the plan sponsor group pursuant to the plan. Rotech Healthcare twice amended its Chapter 11 plan of reorganization and related disclosure statement in June. The plan consists of 115 separate Chapter 11 plans, one plan for each debtor that will emerge as a reorganized entity. Under the plan, each holder of an allowed first lien claim will receive cash in an amount equal to the allowed amount of its first lien claim, and each holder of an allowed second lien notes claim will receive X its pro rata share of 100% of the common equity of the reorganized company, subject to dilution by the equity interests issued under the Management Equity Incentive Program, and Y the right to participate in the new second lien term loan. All the company's outstanding shares will be canceled and extinguished, and no holder of an equity interest in Rotech will receive a distribution on account thereof. Trade creditors and vendors who agree to maintain or reinstate payment terms as existing prior to the commencement date will be paid in full upon the effective date of the plan. Other unsecured claims will be paid their pro rata share of $1,500,000 and accept as otherwise set forth in the plan. Judge Sean Lane of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan approved the disclosure statement explaining American Airlines' Chapter 11 plan of reorganization. The plan, to recall, is based on the proposed merger between American Airlines and U.S. Airways. Under the plan, equity in the combined company will be split, with 72% going to AMR Corp stakeholders and creditors and 28% to U.S. Airways. New shares of common stock to be issued by the merged company will be allocated to, among others, creditors, the Allied Pilots Association, 13.5%, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, 3%, and the Transport Workers Union of America, AFL-CIO, 4.8%. Judge Brendan L. Shannon of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware approved the disclosure statement explaining PMI Group Inc.'s plan of reorganization and scheduled the confirmation hearing for mid-July. The debtor's plan provides that holders of allowed secured claims generally will retain their liens or receive the benefit of their collateral under the plan. Each holder of an allowed general unsecured claim will receive its pro rata share of creditor cash and new common stock. Allowed general unsecured claims, estimated to range from $6.3 million to $10.3 million, are expected to recover 26 to 27% of their claim amount. Allowed senior notes claims, estimated to total $691 million, are expected to recover 29% of their claim amount. Allowed subordinated note claims, estimated to total $52.9 million, will recover 0% of their claim amount due to subordination provisions. Each holder of an allowed convenience claim will receive 90% of the amount of its allowed convenience claim in cash on the effective date or as soon as reasonably practical thereafter. Holders of equity interests will receive no distribution under the plan. In early June, Connexion Systems, Inc. obtained bankruptcy court approval of its Chapter 11 plan of reorganization, under which it will issue new shares of common stock. The new shares of common stock will be issued to SFM Capital Holdings Limited, an entity managed by Soros Fund Management, LLC, which extended approximately $195 million of secured debt to the debtor. The deal is part of the prearranged restructuring. The secured lender will also receive $76 million in new unsecured notes in exchange for its claims. The unsecured notes will be issued by a holding company, which can elect to either pay an interest in cash or accrue interest in kind, and will be non-recourse to the reorganized Connexin operating company. So unsecured creditors wouldn't oppose the plan. The pot was increased to $2.9 million from $2 million. In addition, secured lenders agreed to waive their $114.5 million deficiency claim, thus not depleting the recovery by unsecured creditors. Currently pending for approval before the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan is KV Pharmaceutical Company's sixth amended joint Chapter 11 plan of reorganization and a related disclosure statement. The plan, which aims to restructure all of the debtor's liabilities in a manner designed to maximize recovery to stakeholders and to enhance the financial viability of the reorganized debtors, contemplates the cancellation of existing shares of common stock and the issuance of new shares of common stock upon emergence from bankruptcy. The plan reflects an agreement and compromise among the debtors, the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors, the holders of at least 75% in dollar amount of the Class 3 senior secured note claims, and the holders of approximately 97% in dollar amount of Class 6 convertible subordinated notes claims. Under this agreement and compromise, each holder of an allowed senior secured note claim will receive its pro rata share of a cash distribution in the amount of $231,409,850, plus, two, the amount of any post-petition interest and a credit original issue discount amount determined by the bankruptcy court to be owed by the holders of senior secured notes under the subordination provisions of the convertible subordinated notes indenture. The debtor's existing indebtedness in respect of convertible subordinated notes claims will be canceled and exchanged for 7% of the new common stock of reorganized KV. Each holder of an allowed general unsecured claim against any debtor will receive an amount equal to its pro rata share of $10,250,000. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for June 2013. Brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300 and that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune in to our next monthly restructuring review on August 16th. Thank you for listening.